Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Nathan Marzion, your thoughts when you saw this trade come down and now that it's been able to set in a little bit, if anything has changed?
No, nothing really. I mean, it's what we expected, honestly. It might just be a few extra seconds that we didn't, you know, we didn't know they'd give up that many second round picks, but I mean, who really cares at that point? It's a couple extra seconds. If you're not willing to throw in a few extra seconds to go get a guy that, you know, basically fills our biggest need, all right, then I disagree with you. I mean, I'm completely fine with this trade. I'm very happy with it. And yeah, I mean, again, like one of my friends was kind of all into the trade, like the, like I going into the day, it was like, okay, you know, I'd be fine getting Crowder for that deal and blah, blah, blah. And then it happens and he kind of, I think part of it is the way it happened where like it starts out with 5 second rounders and you're like, wow, that's a lot. And then they like slowly add in all these players and it makes it feel like it's more than it really is. And I'm like, this is basically the same trade we all were talking about the whole time. It's just a couple extra second round picks. And so, yeah, I mean, again, I no complaints. They gave up zero players or picks that are very important to them, you know, really meaningful at all. Honestly, like none of those players are meaningful in those second round picks. Yes, I understand you can use second round picks to make trades later and blah, blah, blah. But if, again, if that's the difference between not getting Jay Crowder and getting Jay Crowder is a few extra second round picks, then, you know, compared to what they were going to get, they were probably going to give up three, maybe four to Phoenix, I'm guessing. If you have to give up one or two extra, I'm going to do that. Like I don't care. Okay, take a few extra seconds if it means we're going to make this deal and get a guy who, again, fills our biggest need. And so I have no problems with it. I'm very happy with it. And I don't really see why anyone shouldn't be happy with it, given that they gave up nothing that is valuable to them.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.